Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Take it to the bank. I think that he's a player who's been kind of tiptoeing around this MVP trophy for a while now and probably deserves it at some point. And this season, the narrative for him is we got rid of your receivers. Mm-hmm. And now you're here all alone. Yeah. What are you going to do in this situation? He's going to put up big numbers. He's going to have highlight plays in primetime games. Josh Allen, I think, is probably the front runner.
You know, I guess we never really thought about it. Stephon Diggs was so selfish, he kept Allen from winning the MVP. How dare he? No, I'm kidding. It's true, though. The narrative for Allen is a good one early. And he does have primetime games early. He could have this... I mean, I'm not saying he could have an MVP locked up in 5 weeks, but they play a lot of primetime games early, and then it's 2 months until the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Bills, Dolphins. Let's go. Tomorrow. Hey, by the way, I was thinking about this today, of course. It is September 11th, and you guys are both really young, right? Like, what are you? Are you four?
Yeah, Josh,
five?
Do you even remember
it? Are you six? How old are you, Joe, when it happens?
I'm six.
Six?
I'm in first grade.
I'm three.
So you don't.
I vaguely remember looking at the TV at night, like after everything happened, and I just remember seeing the picture with the smoke and everything, but that's all I remember.
So you're first grade.
I'm in first grade, and again, like vague memories, but I would... slightly remember two things. One, school being on lockdown and not really understanding why it was on lockdown. And two, not being six and not having a concept for how far away places were, looking out the window wondering why I couldn't see the smoke.
Yeah.
So I'm a first grader when that happened. So hardly remember it.
23 years ago?
Yeah. 23. You're not on the air here, right?
Yeah.
You're on the air here?
I'm working.
That's happening during the show.
So right? September 11, 2001, I'm not on the morning show. I'm part-time doing stuff.
Yeah.
And the Bills had, Tom Donahoe was the GM at the time, and the Bills would have had some sort of media thing that I was going to go cover.
Okay.
And I was driving from my apartment here into the studio to grab recording equipment, like a microphone and a whatever the heck equipment would have been used 23 years ago. To take it
out. A tape recorder.
It wasn't quite that. I think it was a DAT, which is a different kind of tape.
Okay.
We used to have DAT machines up here. Anyway, it's like a radio technology and a professional news technology. It wasn't exactly like everybody had DAT machines. People that have worked here will instantly know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I was on my way in here, and you know, the, of course, like the events of that morning happen over the course of half hour, 40 minutes, an hour,
right.
And it's a changing event. So on my way in is the first plane. Like, oh, all right, it's on the radio, it's a big news, listening to BEN, might have been listening to Howard Stern when that happened.
Yeah.
I'm just driving in, you know, and then I get in here, I'm watching on the television as the Today Show has live coverage, and, you know, I grab the gear, kind of getting ready, and then I'm here when the second one hits. And then it becomes pretty clear, like, I am not going to go cover the Bills today. Like, this is mm-hmm. not going to happen. I think they scrapped that news conference. And yeah, it turned into, of course, what it turned into. Wherever you were, it's you remember where you were kind of moment. You being in first grade, I was in first grade for the Challenger explosion.
Oh, okay, are you watching it?
Maybe
are they like wheel a TV in?
I don't remember very clearly.
Okay,
but that's that timeline for me, first or second grade for that.
Okay, I don't remember if we would have put it on the news either. Again, very, very vague. I will watch, because I don't know what it was like to experience it, really. So, there is a, you know, every year, September 11th, I heard Amy Lawrence talking about this on the way in, that she does the same thing, where she'll, like, watch a 9/11 documentary, like, every year on the day,
yeah.
just, like, to not forget. I will watch that, but there is a full, you can find it on YouTube. It's, like, the As It Happened series or something on YouTube. You can just find the news coverage, like a four-hour video.
Yeah.
Just all the way through. From when they went live in New York City all the way through to even well after the towers eventually collapsed. You also, I think, on that channel can find, like, you can find the whole Howard Stern show
yeah.
that I have listened to and watched from that day, too. Just, you can experience it in real time, watching it back.
Yeah.
And it's terrific. It's just like...
The NFL moved games.
Yeah.
They moved all the games a full week.
Yep.
And I remember, I guess what they would have done, thinking back, the games from that week were maybe made up at the end of the regular season. Because you didn't just slide all this, the whole schedule. It was skip okay. week two or whatever. And
play week two and week.
Yeah.
We'll create a week. Then it would have been, what, 18?
And they pushed the Super Bowl. So that's the year that the Super Bowl is in New Orleans. That's Patriots over Rams.
Okay. Yep.
It's funny how, like, a lot of you can do this. If you're listening and you care about sports as much as we do, you contextualize your entire life about, like, oh, that was the year that so-and-so. But that's the year the Patriots beat the Rams. The Patriots come out and they get introduced. I hope I have this right, because sometimes we all, you know, we mix our memories. But the Patriots get introduced as a team in New Orleans. The halftime show is U2, if you want to look up these details. And they run the names of the victims that died on 9/11. Mm-hmm. In this big tribute to them at the Superdome. Anyway, the reason I remember that part of it is the Super Bowl getting moved a week. This whole thing had to come together pretty quickly. It's a Tuesday, so they canceled and they moved. And how? What was the Super Bowl going to move? Because there was supposed to be a car show in New Orleans the week after when the Super Bowl was scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So then it became, well, we're gonna go ahead and move the car show so we can have the Super Bowl, which now has to be pushed back a week because the entire NFL calendar is getting pushed back a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, 23 years.
Yeah. Does it feel like 23 years?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm going to New York for this Jets game in October. I don't know how much we're going into the city, though.
Have you been to the Memorial?
I really
Memorial?
Haven't done New York, and I haven't really done... No, I have not been to the Memorial.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So that is, you know, do you see the pictures of it? Like, even from this morning, just, I don't think, you can kind of tell from pictures just how massive the memorial is. Like, I think standing there that's one of those things you just have to stand there.
Yeah.
And it will hit a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, 23 years ago today, 9/11.
The Sabres played the Rangers in the first game. The Rangers had their first game after that.
Yes.
Right, because the Sabres are wearing
jerseys that say New York.
It's yeah, the New York in diagonal.
You might be right. The first game, I don't remember if it was the first game, but the Sabres had their black and red and white color scheme, and the white jersey, and it said New York across it.
Yes, yeah, because those jerseys, like, you'll see them up for auction once in a while, like Sabre jerseys from that game, or you'll see cards from it. Yeah, the Sabres did in 2020. They did like a Oh, no, it's the game in full. You can find it on the Sabres channel. It's the first game after 9/11. Sabres and Rangers.
Mets fans and Yankee fans will remember their first moments. When we have a first pitch at Yankee Stadium from the president. Maybe they're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have a Mike Piazza home run or some big home run after?
Okay.
Like soon after? Yeah. They were the.
Did George. Is that the one George Bush threw the first pitch?
I think that's the playoffs. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Threw it right down the middle.
Yeah. Then there's the Yankees and the Mets were wearing the NYPD FDNY hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to remember those that were lost on 9/11 and the days after. So, yeah.
I'd like to know. I'm watching some of the pregame introduction from that first Rangers game. I'd like to know who thought of the idea, like, hey, let's have the Sabres. Did they offer? Did the Rangers ask them? Was it an NHL idea? Like, hey, let's put the Sabres in a New York jersey, too, for that game.
Would they have done it for any team?
Maybe. That's why I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, they might have. They might have.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here. For New Yorkers, Buffalo is probably no different than Detroit.
Right.
It's
right.
Not the city.
Sure.
Even though it's in New York State.
Right.
Would they have done it if it was Carolina?
Yeah, they might have. Just whoever's playing. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I'm trying to think if that's like the number one. It probably is. Like, remember, I mean, I'm sitting here telling you, remember, over the course of the hour, 2 hours, where I was for different parts of it. So that's a remember where you were five different times during an hour. The Challenger, again, I was young. Like, I remember it happening, and I remember being in school, but I don't remember as closely. That would have been one where, in elementary schools, there was an elementary school teacher on the Challenger. So it kind of became a thing where, you know, schools were maybe more likely to watch it because of that. Maybe not. Have you seen, there's a big, long documentary. I mean, you know, a lot of these documentaries are interesting and captivating. There's one on the Challenger on Netflix that is really, really
yes, I've seen
incredible,
that
which features Ralphie from A Christmas Story. He's all over this thing. Like, he's a Challenger historian.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't even think, did I know during that documentary that he was from that? I was looking at the timeline of events. I guess it was 2 hours. Yeah. It was about 2 hours from when the first plane hit to when the second tower collapsed in New York. So it was, yeah, it doesn't feel like it would have happened that quickly, but within 2 hours.
Yeah. And that's 2 hours of round-the-clock news coverage throughout.
And just, like, right, because watching that news coverage back, it's like, right, like, what else are you left to do? Like, you're just staring at the pictures and then, like, is this, you know, not them, the newscasters not really knowing what to even guess at what it was right away. Like, it doesn't really even hit a lot of them until maybe the second one that, like, oh, wait a minute.
And then, of course, like, the video, once the videos start to come out where you see the side, because initially, I think the first hit, and it was a small plane. I think it was a small plane. It wasn't exactly like everyone was looking up for it.
Right. And then, like, again, like, this is from me just watching back. The one, maybe it was CNN, one of the news feeds, like, the anchor, again, it's like, just, you don't, your mind doesn't compute this way. He doesn't even know the second plane hits live, like, while they're on, and he thinks he's seeing a replay of the first one. Because, like, just you wouldn't even consider that, okay, no, this is, like, a full-fledged attack on America now.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't even click right away until he's told by someone after the fact, like, no, 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 that was live. We didn't replay anything.
And then the other thing, just one more random thing to think about, is the grounding of all air traffic, which happens pretty quickly. And I mentioned I was here in the studio or in the control room. I can.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Be standing right there. I'm thinking of like the TV was in the corner now where it's not, now
okay.
It's on the wall.
Yeah.
And driving home, like, okay, I'm not covering this Bills event. You know, if you live here and you drive the 90, you're going to see a plane every, what, minute? Flies and takeoffs and landings right over the 90. And I think I lived in Cheektowaga at the time, where if you live in Cheektowaga, what do you hear?
Airplanes.
Airplanes all the time. And for there to be no airplanes for, I don't know how long it would have been, 24 hours? Yeah. 803-0550, Chad in Otisville. Hey, Chad, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Talking about 9/11. 9/11 was certainly, as they say, a day that will live in infamy without question. And it reached all over America. My brother, Larry Lakeman, was Troop A up in Western New York. I'm from Western New York originally. Now I live in Otisville, New York, which is only 60 miles northwest of Manhattan. And I was teaching high school at the time. We actually lost people in our village. But my brother volunteered to go to 9/11, was there for over 2 weeks, and 6 years later died of pancreatic cancer. This guy was the captain of the New York State Police hockey team. He's in fantastic shape. We kind of knew something was up, and this past May, finally got his just deserved. He was honored at Washington, D.C., on the steps of the Capitol, also with New York at the Capitol in Albany as well. And, yeah, a lot of people, more people have been died as a result of what they breathed in down there than actually died on that day. And so, you know, you got to recognize everybody.
Yep.
And it did reach all the way across the United States to everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Chad, for this. I know Jon Stewart of The Daily Show has long been one person that's been at the forefront of trying to get health care costs covered for people that didn't die that day, but because of all of things that they were subjected to, right? Like the air, the debris in the air, what they breathed in. It took a long time to get that pushed through the way that it should have. People, first responders in New York. And that's some of the, you know, you've got your videos of the actual the day, the planes. Then you've got your videos of like the hours afterwards in New York where it's just, it looks like a volcano has exploded, and there's ash and there's debris and there's dust everywhere. That's like, you know, the apocalyptic kind of cityscape that looks like it's out of a movie. So anyway, wanted to mention it, wanted to bring it up. You know, it's a day that everybody that was alive and is old enough to remember it remembers it. So wanted to make sure that we spend some time remembering it. And I you know, I also thought about with you two being much younger, as these days get further and further away, there becomes more of an oral history. Like, I'll have to tell someone about it, you know?
It'll be something that, I mean, kids aren't just going to learn about in history class.
Right, like, what was it like that day? Oh, well, here's what happened. Right. I was there for that. If you were alive during the, I don't know, the Kennedy assassination, you have to tell people. Eventually, the people that were there aren't around for it anymore. So, onward. 803-0550, if you do want to share a thought, and 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Dolphins, it'll be tomorrow night from Miami. Thursday night game, three straight primetime games. You know, this Bills-Cardinals game, a little bit under the radar, probably. And now Josh Allen gets his opportunity to not quite lock down the MVP. You can't quite do that in a month.
He was, John Ewing from BetMGM had this, that he went from plus 850 in week one to plus 550 in MVP odds, and that's the biggest jump in MVP odds after week one for any player, which not a surprise, right, that he would have had the biggest jump. It is him and Mahomes at the top, and then it's a drop-off, and then everybody else.
Yeah.
So the storyline lines up for him. The only, really, isn't the biggest thing in the way of Allen winning MVP is the Bills achieving enough team success for him to do it?
I don't know about that. There might be a year, and I'm going to make another a case for somebody else here that's not quite half serious when I say this. What if the Packers go 1-3 while Jordan Love is out, and then they go like 10-1 when he comes back? Would we get an MVP year where, well, when he played, they won, and when he didn't, they didn't? So he has to be the MVP. There have been years past where you make a joke, hey, Peyton Manning missed the season, and they went 3-13. Give him the MVP.
Right.
He didn't play,
right?
But give him the MVP. So if you're looking for who's going to beat him and how are they going to do it, there are a couple ways to do it. One, Mahomes throws 48 touchdowns in the one seed. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. That's how
a crazy statistical season and the one seed usually gets the MVP. 42 touchdowns in the one seed beats Allen carrying the Bills to the three.
That's how Allen did not win MVP in 2020. His best statistical season.
Allen, what, Mahomes threw 50?
No, Rodgers threw 48.
There you go.
48 touchdowns and five picks in a 13-3 season. That's how Allen didn't win, was another guy in the league put up on an insane number of touchdowns. So, and had the team success to go along with it. So it does feel like then it's Allen versus Mahomes, doesn't it? Because who's putting up? I mean, I guess Stroud could, right?
Prescott could.
But
big enough year for Dallas and Prescott could.
Here we go again. All's right in the world. It's Allen versus Mahomes for MVP. Like, again, there could be a third guy that kind of jumps in there. Maybe Love. If Love missed, if Love did miss three games, they lost them all, and he played 14 of 17 games. And they win their division somehow doing that. Like, that might be enough. If you add that extra element into it, along with him putting up the numbers.
Okay. I've got a Let's Get Stupid. A very fast Let's Get Stupid.
Oh, wait. I think I already kind of know where you might be going.
If you do, I'll be impressed. You ready? Let's Get Stupid.
Sit out Josh Allen so he can come back and then win the MVP?
How do I want to phrase this as a complete Let's Get Stupid? Josh Allen finishes in second in the MVP voting. He loses to Gregory Rousseau. Rousseau sets an all-time record with 47 sacks in a season.
What?
Bills fans are furious. What are you doing?
Right.
You want him to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Sit Rousseau.
Yeah, week,
too many sacks.
Week 10, we're like debating, should the Bills sit Rousseau so that he doesn't get in the way of Allen's MVP?
There is a point that, you know, with the case that Allen makes, you don't want James Cook to have 2,000 yards from scrimmage. You don't want Keon Coleman to catch 15 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody to eat.
I'm not sure if the guy is new to it, though. I'm not sure it'll matter.
Well,
because, like, If Curtis Samuel went for 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns,
yeah,
what's going to be said? Like, not, oh, well, Allen had all that help with Curtis Samuel. It's going to be, look how good Allen made Curtis Samuel. And wouldn't everybody get that treatment? Look how good Allen made Khalil Shakir. Look how good Allen made Kincaid, even. Versus, you know, when Diggs was here, it was a little different because Diggs was great. Diggs had iconic moments in Minnesota, right? So, you know, I'm not sure it would matter if another guy had like a monster breakout.
Well, the reason I think
Allen might get credit for the breakout.
That's right. The reason I brought up Rousseau kind of as a joke there is there any defensive player that could do it?
No.
It's so rare. It's almost impossible to conceive of the voters voting for a defensive player like TJ Watt. Could he? No.
No. The day they didn't give JJ Watt MVP with 20 and a half sacks and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, right.
That happened.
Yeah.
20 and a half sacks, 5 touchdowns, and he finished second in MVP voting. They'll never give it to a defensive player.
Who got it?
That year? Let's see. By the way, one of those touchdowns maybe was the EJ one. He had 4 touchdowns on offense that year, JJ Watt. Rodgers. Rodgers with 4,300 yards, 38 touchdowns, 5 picks. That's great. It's great, right?
Yeah.
Look at this year. It went Rodgers, JJ Watt, DeMarco Murray as the MVP voting. Will they ever give it to a non-quarterback again?
What about J.K. Dobbins? He had a big week one.
Did you see Dobbins on those runs, though? He had a big week one. He had like 10 carries for 120 yards. Any other running back in the league would have scored on those touchdowns.
Really?
He was in open field. All he had was the end zone ahead of him. And you almost could see it. He looked like he could only run with one leg.
Really?
Like it's almost like he was hopping his way. And he got caught from behind on both, but he's coming off like 2 torn Achilles, so right. It's understandable.
803-0550, if you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.